Welcome back to LSU. Vanderbilt, a 75-67 winner over LSU tonight. Tonight's player, A.J. Ogilvy, there's no doubt about that. 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. They had no answer for you down low, and they really didn't make any adjustments on you.
I think they tried to double a couple of times in the first half there, and then I was able to find open guys, and they were able to knock down shots, so they couldn't really come down and double anymore.
You look at the points in the paint. You guys had 40 points in the paint. It wasn't just you. There were some other guys that stepped up tonight, too.
Absolutely. We've been talking all week, and we knew that they were pretty skinny inside, so we were trying to go at them. And I think we did a great job all week of working and preparing, and the coaches obviously knew what to get us the win down here.
Only 8 turnovers. You guys have been turning the basketball over quite a bit, but only 8 turnovers tonight on the road.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a key. We turned the ball over 24 times last game, and to only turn it over 8 times today is obviously what helped us get a win. And I mean, it's a great thing to do that on the road in such a hostile environment.
Marcus Thornton, SEC Player of the Year candidate, but he had 18 points. But again, like Devin Downey, like Jody Meeks, he had to take 19 shots to get those 18 points.
Yeah, we've been doing a great job of locking down other teams' main scorers and making them take a lot of shots to get their points. We know they're going to get theirs, and they'll probably, if they take more shots than they have to, then that's great for us, because it means that we can get out and run our fast break and get into some good offense.
South Carolina, and then again tonight, you guys looked like you were playing loose with a lot of emotion. And again, on the bus ride over here, you kind of turned the stereo up. And this is as loose as I've seen you guys all year.
It's definitely a confidence thing. I think the last Thursday and Friday in practice, we sort of opened it up a bit, and coach was told us just to come out loose and be free. And that's what we focused on. And we have that one song that gets us going now, and I think that's the key.
Now you go home and you play for a 500 record against Arkansas this coming Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still sour about our loss against Arkansas, a couple of losses against Arkansas last year. So that's definitely a big game for us. And I think we need to get to 500 to represent what this season actually was. Of course, we dropped a few that we shouldn't have. And I think we definitely need to get that game.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Fisher and Coach Kevin Stallings after these words from GEICO.